Week three on the topic of boundaries, and today we're talking about blackmailing, manipulation, intimidation, or threats. In studio with me is Nalene Null. Good to have you back in studio to talk on the topic of boundaries, Nalene.
Yes, this is one of the things that I think I have not met one person that says, I've got that waxed. I know how to set boundaries. It's not an issue for me. Most people say there's some area or some place that they do struggle with setting boundaries.
Everybody struggles with setting boundaries. But today we're looking at manipulation, intimidation, and threats. Let's bring it back to square one. What does manipulation, intimidation, and threats look like?
So it can actually be very straightforward, strong, like, if you do not comply, I'm going to take away the kids when we get divorced. It can be a very strong demand. And then other times, it can be very subtle. It's like, I take it that you're not here for me right now when I actually really needed you to listen to my conversation that of my boyfriend that I've broken up with 5 times already. It's okay. So it starts with kind of like the demand. It might be very strong or it might be very subtle. Demand, I want your time. And then what happens on the inside? That resistance, because you actually Saturday morning want to go out and jog because you're prepping for a race. And that friend of yours that phoned about a boyfriend, you kind of feel the resistance. You want to be there, but you've only set out this time to practice. And then comes the pressure or threats. So it might be strong, like the divorce one, the dad saying, I'm going to take the kids away and I'm going to let everyone know what a horrible mom you are. Or the friend that's kind of like, I guess so. I understand that you can't be there, but remember, I've been there for you when your dad was sick and was going through a hard time. And then what happens? Dum, dum, dum. Compliance.
Intimidation. How does that work?
Intimidation is basically demanding you to respond in the way that I want so that I get what I need. We need to see it for what it is. But there's three things that happens, especially in the Christian community. We call it the fog principle. They start with fear. They'll say, what if people see that you're not such a good Christian after all? So they kind of intimidate you with using fear as a tactic. So if people find out that you are not so holy or righteous that you present yourself to be. The other one is obligation. You're my sister. You're supposed to help me out when I need finances. That's what family does. So you feel obliged. And especially in the Christian community, you're supposed to. And then guilt. Say you have a family member that struggles with gambling and he's behind with his rent for 3 months now and he comes to you saying, listen, brother, I'm not going to be able to take care of my wife and the kids. We're going to sit on the street. I need your help. And then what happens? Guilt. You feel guilty if him and his kids would end up on the street. But the key thing that's happening here is whenever someone uses the fog principle, the fear, obligation, and guilt, they're expecting you to pay a price for something that they are not willing to pay. And everything costs you something. So if you help out your brother, you might be digging into your kids' college fund to be able to pay his 3 months' rent. So it's costing you. And you need to make sure that the price you're paying is the one you're willing to pay, especially if they are not willing to pay that price.
Let's talk more about the fog principle. How does that play out?
So it's the fear, obligation, and guilt that comes with first the demand, then you kind of have the resistance, then there's pressure and threats, and then you comply. Saying no, you are going to be upsetting some people, but then you know that if you are saying yes, it's costing you on another area. And it's how we do it. I think often people think we just have to be rude, but we can say, listen, I would love to help you with the finances, but unfortunately, we don't have that at the moment to be able to pay your rent. What are the other options that you have available to get yourself out of this difficult situation that you're in? Now you're putting the ball back into their court saying, I'd love to help. Meaning my heart is there, I really want to. But knowing that if you help this person that's got a gambling problem and they're going to sit on the street, you're not actually helping them. Asking and putting the ball back in their court, what are the options available to you in this scenario? Because it means they're starting to take accountability and responsibility for their choices and they're not expecting you to do that.
You're tuning into Impact 103 and Nalene has really explained the fog principle to us. Wow. Fear, obligation, and guilt. That's a goodie. Wow. Imagine that all packaged in one person. That could be quite a difficult person that you have to set a boundary with. So how do we set boundaries with demanding and difficult people in our lives?
I think the first thing is that we need to just understand we're going to upset them. They're not going to be happy because your lack of boundaries in the past benefited them. Now that you start setting boundaries, they're going to kind of be surprised and they're going to wonder why it changed, and they're going to demand the supply that they're used to getting. So consistency. First of all, understanding why you're saying no, learning how to say no, and then sticking your guns.
Consistency is something very, very, very key. Because if you are not going to be consistent, if on the one day you set your boundary and you stick to your boundary, and the next day you set your boundary and you put down that boundary wall, you're actually creating more stress and more tension in your life.
And uncertainty. And there's no safety when there's uncertainty. But if you do, like I said, we don't have boundary problems, we have value problems. If you know the value for which you made this decision around or about, it actually empowers you to stick it through.
It's been so good to talk about boundaries on Impact 103. Nalin was unpacking the difference between having somebody blackmail you or manipulate you or intimidate you in these kinds of environments and how you can get out of that and understand what you value, and by doing that, set those boundaries in place. Put the ball in that person's court and make them realize that at the end of the day, it's their responsibility to take responsibility for their own life. Nalin, thank you so much for your time on Impact 103.